My guest today is Angelo Otterbein, who wears many hats, and he's here in his capacity as the owner of the restored historic grist mill and miller's house that was built in 1742. This is Manor Mill in Moncton, Maryland. It's lovely to welcome you, Angelo. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
When did your path first cross with this old mill?
Well, my wife and I have lived out there for about 10 years, and the building sat vacant for a couple of years, and it's less than a mile from our house. So like many people out there, we just passed it over and over again, and then we grew interest in it when a realtor sign went up and purchased the property in 2019.
And the restoration obviously really was quite intensive.
It had sat vacant for many years, and it was filled with not only a lot of trash, but 250 barrels of hard cider that had gone bad. And so there was mold floor to ceiling. There was no plumbing. It was just an abandoned property, overgrown everything. So yeah, it was quite intimidating.
And from the outset, did you have the idea that you would make it this cultural mecca?
No, but thank you for calling it a cultural mecca. I looked at it as I sort of pivot on my own career as a 20-year project, and thought that this building had all the right bones to be something cool and different. And so I just started cleaning it up. And then the pandemic hit, and a lot of people started showing up because they were curious about the building. It's just a wonderful old building that you just feel the history. And people started helping, and it's very much been, even today, one thing leading to another. It's been very organic. And the arts and creativity and innovation, all of that is something that I think the world, you know, can never have enough of. And so this seemed like the right spot for that.
So looking at the range, classes, workshops, a fine arts gallery, musical performance, poetry and prose readings, that must take a fair amount of management.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. But what's really neat about it is that because it's been sort of a bottom-up evolution, there's someone, for instance, who oversees poetry. And so that's her world, and we allocate time in the building and space for her to do what she needs to do. And she makes it happen. And then we help promote it and marketing and so forth. And then the classes is run by a program director named Diana Datsko. And she runs with that. And then ceramics is run by someone. So every area is run, in some cases, volunteers, just wanting to make this successful. And it's been very inspiring and fun.
It's such a gorgeous space. And this is the restored historic grist mill and miller's house. This was built in 1742. It's Manor Mill in Moncton, Maryland, and under renovation from 2019, thanks to the owner, Angelo Otterbein. For full details about the myriad cultural offerings at the manor, the website is manor-mill.com, and the address is 2029 Moncton Road. I hope that you just continue to go from strength to strength. Thank you so much for introducing this gorgeous spot for us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.